In January, Haiti suffered a devastating 7.0 earthquake. The earthquake lasted 35 seconds and left in its wake 250,000 dead, a million homeless, and a society destroyed. Now, 6 months later, recovery efforts are underway, not only in housing and the economy, but also with its arts. Our correspondent, Jackie Justice, reports on the Smithsonian's efforts to help Haiti recover its arts and preserve its national heritage.
We're following the breaking news out of Haiti, the largest, most powerful earthquake in the region's history.
Imagine that you were in Washington, D.C., and all the Smithsonian collapsed. That's what happened in Haiti. No church was left standing. Every museum was destroyed. And on top of the immense loss of life is now the impending loss of your cultural heritage. At some point, you might think you want to save it. That was the inclination of Dr. Richard Curran, Undersecretary of the Smithsonian for History, Art, and Culture. Curran decided to organize an effort to help restore and recover Haitian art after hearing about the earthquake.
I felt that as a manager, senior member of the Smithsonian Institution, whose very mission revolved around the preservation of our cultural heritage, there was something more we could do. And so the Smithsonian stepped up. And because we had great contacts, we had the will, and of course we have many resources in order to help Haitians recover their artwork, their artifacts, their archives, libraries, basically their cultural heritage.
One art museum in Haiti benefiting from the Smithsonian's effort is the Nader Gallery in Port-au-Prince. Jean-François Monos translates for the gallery's owner, George Nader.
Of our historic buildings and the National Palace completely collapsed. When we got to our gallery, I looked at the paintings and saw them in rubble. I thought at first we wouldn't be able to recover any of them. But then we started digging and we thought, it is possible to save them. We just needed some help.
So far, they have recovered 10,000 pieces of art. At least 3,000 need serious restoration work. Since Haiti doesn't have any conservators, the Smithsonian is sending restoration artists to the country. But the mere size of the task is daunting.
I would say that there were probably tens of thousands of things that have been damaged. And when you think that even in a normal year for a conservator to work on a few hundred objects that need not even major work, you get a sense of how long it's potentially going to take.
That's Hugh Shockey, a conservator at the Smithsonian's American Art Museum. Recently, he visited Haiti and brought some improvised conservation tools to assist in the process.
This is one of our very fancy vacuums, but in Haiti, we had some that are very similar. And what separates our vacuums from normal vacuums, conservation vacuums have variable speed because sometimes you don't want it to be all of the suction power in the world. You want to be able to control it because you don't want to suck the paint off of a painting, or you don't want to suck a little bit that might break off up into the vacuum cleaner.
Not all of the art conservation is taking place in the lab. Some of the Smithsonian's most ambitious work is happening on the streets of Port-au-Prince. Haiti's Holy Trinity Church was the epicenter for cultural heritage. The church featured life-size murals depicting scenes from the Bible, with Haitians starring as the main characters. Before the earthquake, the church's walls filled with song and dance. Now it's gone and replaced by the clearing of rubble. Of the 15 murals, 3 remain, and the ones that are left are crumbling. Again, Dr. Richard Curran.
The murals are, think of it like this, the murals are almost like a jigsaw puzzle on a wall. That is, the wall is threatening to break up, and so somehow what we have to do is stabilize the walls and figure out a way of taking the walls down. And the murals on them are about 20 feet by 15 feet. So they're not small. And doing this is going to take a lot of work and a lot of expertise.
Amidst all the destruction, art is fueling hope. The Smithsonian is using art as a tool to help some of the most vulnerable Haitians overcome the tragedy of the earthquake. Place Timon, or the children's place, is a center where Haitian children can find relief from the devastation by creating art. Children send green school buses and draw pictures of their experience. At first, the drawings were bleak, but then they showed something else. They showed hope. Chris Kramer is chief curator at the African Art Museum and oversees this exhibit of Haitian's children's art.
Some of the images were quite a somber in their coloration, working with browns and blacks, and you know, you would see dismemberment and buildings tumbling down, and you can still see some of the damage in the later works, but as time goes on, the designs become a little more hopeful, certainly more colorful, imagining a world beyond that terrible moment and its aftermath.
The exhibition helps keep the plight of the Haitian people on the minds of Americans by encouraging visitors to engage in the art-making experience. Three circular tables are set up, staffed with colored pencils and pieces of paper. Chris Kramer explains their presence.
We're always trying to get back to our mission, and so here it's about art-making and creativity. And so why not have an activity open to children of all ages, from a very young child to someone who's 90 years old and young at heart, to draw a picture and write a message on the back to the children of Haiti. And we send these out weekly through the embassy to the children of Place Timon, so they know they're not forgotten. They know we actually care.
One visitor at the exhibit, Baltimore resident Shanette Ndubesi, thinks drawing is very therapeutic and describes a picture she's drawing for the children of Haiti.
I'm drawing a picture of a sun with clouds, and there's a kid, or I don't know, a person holding up the Haitian flag to the sunlight.
There is still a lot of work to be done, but the Smithsonian's partnership with Haiti in the art recovery process is a worthy start. By supplying Haitians with art restoration equipment and training them in conservation techniques, the Smithsonian has given Haitians a chance at recovering their art and possibly their national heritage. This is Jackie Justice reporting. Music for this piece comes courtesy of the Smithsonian Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage and YouTube videos.